God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ah, that always feels good. A big aru coming out of a brief Hare Krishna. It doesn't matter what avatar you celebrate. They all come out of the same place. And if you think otherwise, oh, then you're mistaken. And part of the problem that blankets the world in this Kali Yuga. I had an example of this recently. A reader posted something silly and confusing at Profiles in Evil yesterday, and I called him on it. For that, I received a small chastisement from another reader for doing so. I informed this other reader that I was hip to what this reader was up to. Don't ask me how, that's immaterial. A few minutes later, I got an email from this reader who had taken it upon himself to do these insidious cartwheels at the site, basically proclaiming his abiding genius. He informed me in his email that I didn't know anything about Revelation and that I wasn't omniscient, although it appeared that he was. Strangely enough, I'd never mentioned Revelation in my post or in the comments, nor have I ever claimed omniscience, but he wouldn't be deterred or acknowledge it. What I had to know was that he did know about Revelation, and he was omniscient. None of this is my point, though. My point is that the essence of what the man said crept through in his confusing comment, where nothing was said, and yet his intent was transmitted to me. I suggest that all of you possess some degree of this telepathy and awareness, and that permits you to see things even when they don't appear to be there. And seeing through appearances, even when they appear not to be there, implies that they are still there, but that we can glean understanding to the degree that we surrender to the witness within. As the times accelerate, the witness within is coming more into presence, and it is this presence that we must seek after and focus on. We must woo it into being and entreat it to come. We must ask for the qualities of the divine to come alive in us so that they might replace our shortcomings, because our shortcomings are the root of our blindness. Our human fragilities and material attractions conceal the beauty of that which cannot be seen in their presence. You can call it mortal vision. You can call it the wages of sin. You can call it what you will. Names are unimportant and inadequate to the task because our understanding is limited by our definitions. We name things according to our desires and appetites. The name Adam means namer of things. The root meaning of the divine's message, that we should become as little children, refers to our surrender of our acquired ignorance so that the illumination of the divine can surface in our understanding. Without the veils of our presumed maturity in things that exist beyond the mortal ken. The eyes of mortality cannot look upon the things of the spirit. This is the great stumbling block to our increased awareness of what lies beyond this world of illusion. It is the given job of the world of illusion to trap you in mortal concerns so that you may continue to be reborn in the conditions here for as long as it takes for you to realize that you do not know and will never know. Our knowing is what traps us in the consequences of what we think we know. This arrogance becomes increasingly exaggerated as it appears in the minds of scholars, politicians, pundits and educators, heads of industry and clown-suited religious figures who preach the literal word of what cannot be taken literally, when it was never intended to. Some understanding comes through the literal, some awareness of moral codes, right and wrong, and all the permutations that can come through the literal, but the deeper meaning remains hidden from the limitations of the human mind. We all think we know, and that is why we're in conflict with each other. Literal scripture has been the cause in the deaths of hundreds of millions across the centuries. It is a tool of psychopaths who manipulate the teachings for the engines of war and commercial gain. Don't be fooled by names like Yahweh and Jehovah. These names are extensions of Tetragrammaton. You can look it up. The Bible is a book of gematria written in code where the scripture is transposed into other meanings by the substitution of numbers and letters, which reveal another meaning. This is why so many things in the Old Testament sound so ridiculous and why there are such violent passions in the hearts of true believers whose fundamentalism becomes the practice absurdities of something that does not exist in that form except as a tool for the Dark One. The essence of all genuine religions comes out of one source, and anyone who does not recognize and respect that is misled and walking the path of violence in their thoughts, which eventually finds their way into action, seeking to kill the heretic and make war on foreign populations. From the pulpit of churches, synagogues, and mosques comes the sermons of separation and hate for what is not understood. The divine appears at different times to different populations within the garments of their culture, that they may see the energy of the divine in terms they can understand, in the hope that that understanding may awaken the indwelling witness who sees all as it truly is. Religions go insane the same way people do when their prejudices and blindness take upon themselves the manipulated intent of those who turn them into murdering cannon fodder for the purpose of control and material gain. This is how we got the Inquisitions and the Ku Klux Klan. This is where Wahhabi Muslim corruptions of spiritual meaning emerged from. This is where Zionism comes from. This is where the worship of exclusion and phony chosen people status came from. You may be sure that when violent lies come forth from religious teachings, that the authors of the confusion are the ones in place to profit from them. You know that you're worshiping a demon when your God hates the same people you do. I don't know if that's exactly how the quote goes, but it says it well enough. Religions are like the line paper used in grammar schools where children learn to write. It is somewhere to start, but at a certain point, one no longer needs line paper. For those who stay within the confines and security of line paper, you can see the epidemic state of arrested development, which leads to intolerance and injury. Those orchestrating this ignorance do it for the purpose of crowd control. They join up the travesty of religion with the travesty of patriotism. They march out the brass bands as they march you into the hell of a combat zone and the murder of your better self in the service of psychopaths. If you don't know this, then you are sooner or later bound for the killing fields of the world. We think we know the nature of good and evil, but all we know is the relative worth we give to those terms according to our desires and our false image of ourselves. We do not see what we really are, but the time is coming when we will, and that which is within us will shine forth in all its unspeakable glory. These are troubled times, but we must not let the appearances of the passing age confuse our sight line of what blessings are upon the horizon. I cannot speak to the destiny of each listener here. I don't know what trials await you, but I do know the author behind these trials and what the intention is. We must seek the wisdom in our hearts that we are not swept up in the distractions and clamor of the times by our weaknesses and ignorance of the unseen hand that is behind the scenes. We possess a strength that is presently unknown to us, and it is seeking to come forth into manifestation. We must allow its passage. Day by day, the deluded practitioners of evil expose themselves to the eyes of the world. Day by day, their perfidy and arrogance leads them to the judgment of their deeds. They cannot see. What they see is what they are projecting from the dark side of their nature. Their wars upon brown people in faraway lands are justified by pernicious lies about a non-existent Al-Qaeda and a long-dead bin Laden, who publicly declared that he had nothing to do with 9/11. We know who did 9/11. It was accomplished by the Israeli Mossad, the CIA, and MI6. One can read all about it by putting all the proof in the world Israel did 9/11 into a search engine. Financed by powerful Zionist psychopaths, This signature event laid the groundwork for the fascist Homeland Security and the TSA. It laid the groundwork for the wars for profit in Afghanistan and Iraq, and which now direct their attention to Pakistan and Iran. It led to the creation of the torture chambers of Guantanamo, an extraordinary rendition. It led to the plundering of the economy and the epidemic unemployment that drives young men and women into the armed forces for the perpetuation of the central bankers' war against humanity. 9/11 led to the callous handling of Katrina, and it now leads to Zio Ogre, Chucky Schumer, and Joe Lieberman's call for no ride lists on passenger trains. It leads to the pornographic frisking of small children and babies by the perverts of the TSA and that troglodyte satanic psychopath Butch Napolitano. There are no foreign terrorists of any account. The terrorists are the agents of the American government under orders from Israel. Israel was founded by the most powerful central banker on earth, the Rothschilds. They did this to protect their criminal activities under the flag of a sovereign nation, and violently founded it upon the already existing nation of Palestine. From these lands they drove 700,000 people. They poisoned their wells. They murdered whole families. They practiced serial terrorism from the beginning of the last century, in the early parts of it, all the way up to the founding of their false nation. And now they're really coming out of the closet and doing terrible harm and every opportunity that they get. As I said today at Smoking Mirrors, few people realize that these are actually blood offerings to a dark deity. These are blood sacrifices. The murder of Palestinians, their women and children, these are all offerings to Moloch and Baal. And in exchange, they receive power in the material universe. But that material power is now coming to an end. The age is changing. You will change with it and become part of the new age, or you will not change, and you'll be recycled, plowed under, composted with the old age, and then you'll be sent to wardrobe for your roles in the next 26,000 years as you come upon another opportunity like the one you have now. Don't let it go to waste. This criminal banking empire, they took this nation of Israel, and their excuses for it were their version of what happened in World War II, and they did it for a base of operations for the control of the world's currencies by becoming the biggest counterfeiters the earth has ever seen. And then they loaned out the ghost money from their printing presses to enslave the peoples of the world with usury. They stirred up conflicts between countries so that they could profit from the income generated and sell their weapons and whatever other things they were selling that were needed in the war zone, but mostly they were selling debt. They were enslaving these nations so that they could plunder them at will later on. They are the spawn of the devil, and their time has come. If you do not believe, then your faith will be tried in the furnace of adversity. In the furnaces of adversity and doubt, your faith will be tried until you do. All power, good and bad in application, comes from one source. It can be switched on and off at the will of the divine. It can be routed in any direction by the will of the divine. All power is loaned out by the will of the divine for the performance of conditions and events for the teaching of the world. The divine has granted a certain amount of power to the performance of evil so that these works can be seen. This is how it is in the Kali Yuga. All souls are given the opportunity to rise to the occasion. And you do or you don't. If the appearance of evil is great in your mind, then you can be intimidated into being subjected to the appearance of its power. The divine is not interested in fearful cowards. The divine is interested in souls who know the power upon which the reality of their existence is based. The divine is interested in souls willing to express that power and shatter the darkness with their light. A call has gone forth for the faithful to stand and deliver with no more than the certitude of the existence of the divine. Do not concern yourself with how it should be expressed. That will come into every heart where faith is triumphant over doubt. Never fear that you will be abandoned and left out to dry. I was in terrible prisons and places of confinement in earlier times. At one time, I was facing life in prison, and the divine used all of those conditions to demonstrate the power. There is no way I could have survived any of this otherwise. And believe me, the conditions were intense. I could not possibly express what it was like, but I was there. The same power and possibility is extended to you. Embrace it and let the light of wisdom and understanding illuminate your life. Well, here we are again at the end of another broadcast. Boy, that went by. Each week now, I look at the week ahead and wonder what changes will come upon us in the passage of the days. Well, may you have the courage and conviction to meet the tests of your time. Every test is designed for no other reason than to activate the qualities of the divine within you. Go for it. That said, may all blessings be upon you. Hare Krishna, aloha, and haru! You can see him in the morning
when the sun is... Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works. On the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations...